Dear listeners, Sai Ram, we now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast live on 6th June 2019. This came to you as part of Thursday live programs of Radio Sai and it was hosted by Bishu Prushti.
Let us offer our most reverential and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. Dearest Lord, please bless us so that every moment of our life is spent thinking about you, in doing your work and in contemplating how to make our lives sacred and fulfilled. With this prayer, let's move on and welcome to this fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We will be learning today a multi-faith bhajan. It is in the language Hindi and the first line goes like this.
Allah Ishwar Ek Hi Naam.
So let's begin by becoming familiar with the lyrics of the bhajan and then like always we'll move on to the raga, the tune, the meaning of its every word and in the end we will listen to the version of the bhajan as it is sung in the divine presence of Bhagwan in Prashant Nilayam.
Allah Ishwar Ek Hi Naam Bhajare मनवा बाबा नाम अल्लाह ईश्वर एक ही नाम अल्लाह बोलो ईश्वर बोलो बोलो साई राम नानक बोलो यीशु बोलो बोलो साई राम गौतम बुद्ध महावीर बोलो बोलो साई राम बोलो साई राम बोलो बोलो साई राम.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to learning how to sing this bhajan. You will first hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Anirudh will follow Brother Ravi Kumar and you too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale G Pancham. Allah Ishwar Ek Hi Naam.
Allah Ishwar एक ही नाम
अल्लाह ईश्वर एक ही नाम
अल्लाह ईश्वर एक ही नाम
भज रे मनवा बाबा 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 नाम
अल्लाह ईश्वर एक ही नाम
अल्लाह ईश्वर एक ही नाम
अल्लाह बोलो ईश्वर बोलो बोलो साई राम
अल्लाह बोलो ईश्वर बोलो बोलो साई राम
नानक बोलो यीशु बोलो बोलो साई राम।
नानक बोलो यीशु बोलो बोलो साई राम।
गौतम बुद्ध महावीर बोलो बोलो साई राम।
गौतम बुद्ध महावीर बोलो बोलो साई राम।
बोलो साई राम 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 बोलो बोलो साई राम।
अल्लाहेश्वर एक ही नाम।
So that is the slow and sublime melody of this bhajan. Brother Ravi Kumar and Brother Anirudh sang it for all of us very slowly, giving us a very good idea of how it flows. And now let us learn a little more about how this bhajan is composed, what are the swaras, and if it belongs to any raga. Brother Anirudh is here with us in the studios. So tell us, Anirudh, which raga comes to your mind as you listen to this bhajan?
Sairam Vishu.
Sairam.
This bhajan is in the rag Shubha Panthavarali in the Carnatic classical music, and you call it Todi in the Hindustani music. Well, what comes to my mind immediately is two similar bhajans in this same feel. This tune and this melody, this feel is absolutely pining to the Lord. Pleading to the Lord, why have you not come now? Until now I have been crying to you, please come. So these kind of emotions this raga helps to bring out very easily. And especially what comes to my mind is Daya Karo bhajans. Like you have two bhajans in this raga.
Daya karo he daya nidhe he bhagavan.
And also
daya karo sadguru sai daya karo.
So you can go on singing
daya karo.
So the words daya karo, kripa karo, and it suits the feel exactly. In this raga, if you see the notes, you have all the seven notes.
Sa re.
Re is komal re.
Re ga.
Ga is komal ga.
Ma.
Ma is tivra madhyamam.
Pa dha.
Dha is also komal dha.
Ni.
Ni is shuddh ni.
Sa ni da pa ma ga re sa.
Just singing the seven notes itself gives the feel.
Sa re ga ga re sa. Sa re ni ni sa da ni. Sa re ga ma ga a na. Sa re ga ma pa ma da da.
Sa
This raga is used to convey that intense feeling of loss in the Shirdi Baba film when Baba is lying down and he's gone away and everyone is waiting for Baba to come back.
Yeah, the beautiful
song. He comes back after 3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Sai Baba bolo, Sai Baba bolo. Sai Baba bolo, Sai Baba bolo, Sai Baba bolo, Sai Baba bolo.
And apart from Daya Karo bhajans, we also have other bhajans, right?
Yeah, we do have, like,
Om Jagajanani Sai Mata.
Beautiful bhajan. Also you have
Keshava Madhava.
It's a fast bhajan, rare in this raga.
Yes.
Govinda Gopala.
We also have Shirdi Nivasa Sai Shankara.
Shirdi Nivasa Sai Shankara.
You have plenty of bhajans actually. Can go on.
Wonderful. So let's come back to our bhajan and explore the swaras. I think we'll appreciate how these beautiful soft notes of this raga make this bhajan so much a prayer to the Lord.
Yeah. And when I was singing the alap, that's what I was thinking of. Each note plays an important role in conveying the emotion, the feel. Be it ga, ma, dha, pa. Every note has a role and it's very, very important that we see how each note brings life into this bhajan. So let's move on to the first line.
Sure.
Hallaishwar ek hi naam Nida ni sada pada gari gari sa.
Nida ni sada pada gari gari sa.
Bhajai re manva baba na. Sa sa ga sa ga pa 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 da ma ga re ga re sa.
Sa sa ga sa ga pa 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 da ma ga re ga re sa.
Again we come back to the first line.
Hallaishwar ek hi naam Nida ni sada pada gari gari sa.
Nida ni sada pada gari gari sa.
Allah bolo, Ishwar bolo, bolo Sai Ram. Ni ni sa re sa 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 sa, ni sa da ni sa.
Ni ni sa re sa 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 sa, ni sa da ni sa.
Nanak bolo, Yeshu bolo, bolo Sai Ram. ga 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 re ga 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 re ga re sa sa
ga 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 re ga 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 re ga re sa sa
Gautam Buddha Mahavir bolo bolo Sai Ram ga 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 re ga pa 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 ma dha 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 pa pa ma ga
ga ga ga re ga pa 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 ma dha 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 pa pa ma ga
bolo Sai Ram bolo bolo Sai Ram pa pa ma pa ga ga ma re ga re sa sa
pa pa ma pa ga ga ma re ga re sa sa.
In the second time you have a beautiful variation which gives more pining feel.
Bolo Sai Ram bolo bolo Sai Ram pa pa ga dha ga ga ma re ga re sa sa
pa pa ga dha ga ga ma re ga re sa sa.
Beautiful. This raga is such that even as you sing the swaras, you evoke those feelings of pathos.
Yeah, it is. You want to plead to God, we can sing this raga and it gives you the feel.
Absolutely. What is the beat, Anirudh?
The beat of this bhajan is 8 beat, Adi Talam. And the count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Allaheshwar ek hi naam
Allaheshwar ek hi naam
bhaj re manwa bhavana
bhaj re manwa bhavana
Allaheshwar ek hi
That gives us a good idea of the raga and the beat. Thank you so much, Anirudh and Arvind Sai.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sairam.
Sairam. So now we have become familiar with the lyrics, the raga, the tala of the bhajan. And now let's move on to understanding the bhava of the bhajan. Bhava is extremely important. Only through bhava or the feeling we can touch the Lord. So let's move on to try to unravel what each word in this bhajan conveys. We begin with the first line.
Allaheshwar ek hi naam.
Let us start understanding this by listening to what Bhagwan says on different names and forms of divinity. In the discourse clip that you will hear just now, Bhagwan starts with a reference to the court of King Janaka and he explains a very deep Vedantic truth through a beautiful episode.
Janaka Maharaj Asthanam Lopala.
There in the court of Janaka, King
Yajnavalkya,
there are great scholars like Yajnavalkya.
Kani atariki minchina varu maroku leru.
None would ever excel him.
Kani aa sabha lopala,
there in the court,
Gargi okkati maatrame enchukundi.
There stood up one Gargi.
Ame Yajnavalkuni anek rakamuga prashnalu vestu vachindi.
She went on questioning Yajnavalkya.
కానీ యాజ్ఞవల్కుడు బదులు చెప్పడానికి వీలు కాకపోయింది.
యాజ్ఞవల్క్య
జవాబే చెప్పలేదు. కానీ యాజ్ఞవల్క, మీరు గొప్పవారే, మిమ్మల్ని నేను గౌరవిస్తున్నాను, మీరు మహాజ్ఞానియే, కానీ నా ఒక చిన్న కోరికను మీరు నెరవేర్చండి అని.
గార్గి సెడ్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య, నో డౌట్ యువర్ వన్ ఆఫ్ విజ్డమ్, ఎ గ్రేట్ స్కాలర్, బట్ క్లారిఫై వన్ థింగ్.
భూమి ఆకాశము రెండు ఉంటున్నాయి.
హియర్ వి ఫైండ్ ది ఎర్త్ అండ్ స్కై.
ఈ యొక్క భూమి ఆకాశములకు మధ్య ఉన్నటువంటిది ఏమిటో మీరు చెప్పమని చెప్పింది.
Let me know what is present between the sky and the earth. He could not reply. Are you prepared to tell me the names of all the objects present on this planet Earth? He could not answer. Then Gargi said,
భూమి ఆకాశమే, ఆకాశము ఆకాశమే, సమస్త పదార్థములు ఆకాశ స్వరూపమే.
In fact, the earth, you find the space. There you find the space in the sky.
అంతా నాస్తిమైనటువంటిది. ఆకాశం గగనం శూన్యమనేది.
And in fact, she said that the entire sky over there.
అంతా ఒక్కటే. ఏకం సత్తి ప్రాభుదావదంతి. అంతా దైవత్వం తప్ప మరొకటి లేదని.
In fact, there's only one, the principle of divinity, which is pervading all over.
కనుక ఈనాడు మనుషులని, కొండలని, గుట్టలని, చెట్లని మనం భావిస్తున్నాం. ఈ చెట్టు చెట్టు కాదు, కొండలు కొండలు కాదు, గుట్టలు గుట్టలు కాదు.
In fact, we say that they are plant, tree,
మనుషులు మనుషులు కాదు.
Human beings are not truly human.
తోలు బొమ్మలే.
And they're just puppets.
కనుకనే ఇవన్నీ కూడా దైవ స్వరూపములే.
They're all embodiments of the divine.
మీరు ప్రకృతి దృష్టితో మీరు చూస్తున్నారు కనుకనే మనుషులు మాదిరి కనిపిస్తున్నారు.
You visualize from the standpoint of nature.
దైవ దృష్టితో మీరు చూడండి, వారు దైవంగా మీకు గోచరిస్తారు.
If you have the divine visualization, you'll have divine manifestation.
యద్ భావం తద్భవతి, నీ భావం పురస్కరించుకునే కనిపిస్తున్నాయి.
As is the feeling, so is the vision.
కనుక జగత్తంతా కూడా దైవ స్వరూపమే.
Entire universe is the manifestation of God.
క్రైస్తు ఇంక ఈ విధంగా తీసుకుంటుంటే ఎన్నో జొరాస్ట్రియమని, సిక్కులని అనేక పేర్లుగా మతములు బోధిస్తున్నాయి.
In fact, we have many, many religions in this world.
కానీ ఇవన్నీ కూడా దైవ స్వరూపండి.
All are essentially divine.
దీనికంటే మించినటువంటిది మరొకటి లేదు.
Nothing is more than this.
కనుకనే ఈ సత్యాన్ని మొట్టమొదటి గుర్తించాలి.
First, we have to recognize this truth.
కనుక క్రిస్టియన్ అని, ముస్లిం అని, హిందువులని ఈ విధంగా మీరు ఏమాత్రం భేదభావం భావించకూడదు.
We should not fragment, classify, categorize as Hindus, Christians and Muslims, so on.
కనుక ఈ మతభేదములను దూరం చేసి,
we have to give up the differences on grounds of
మతిని విశాలపరిచి,
we have to expand our vision mind.
హృదయంలో మీ యొక్క చోటు ఒక్కటి మాత్రమే ఇవ్వాలి.
And we have to provide place only for one in our heart.
ఆ విధమైన యొక్క భక్తి ప్రపత్తులు పెంచుకున్నప్పుడే ఏకమతం,
when we have such
humanity,
when we have the devotion and sincerity, there's only
మతం ఒక్కటే, ఒక్కటే, ఒక్కటే.
We have only one religion, one.
ప్రపంచంలో ఉన్నటువంటి ప్రతి మానవుని కూడా ఒక్కే మతమే.
In fact, everyone belongs to that single religion.
ఏది ఆ మతము?
What is that religion?
మానవత్వం మతమే మతం.
And that's a religion of humanity.
ఈ మానవత్వం అనేటువంటి మతాన్ని మనం పోగొట్టుకోకుండా చూసుకోవాలి.
And we should never lose this, get out of this religion of humanity.
Human quality, అది పెట్టుకోవాలి.
That's what we have to keep always.
మానవత్వం అనగా మరొకటి కాదు.
Humanity is not something different.
హృదయ స్థాయియందు ఉన్న దేవుడు ఒక్కడే అనేటువంటి దీన్ని భావించాలి.
The feeling that there dwells God in our altar of our heart.
హృదయమే లేకున్నా,
when there's no heart,
వాడు క్రిస్టియన్ కాదు.
You cannot call him a Christian.
హృదయమే లేకున్నా,
there is no heart,
వాడు మమ్మం దికాడు.
He is not a Muslim.
హృదయమే లేకున్నా,
when there is no heart,
వాడు హిందువు కాదు.
He is no Hindu.
హృదయమే లేకున్నా, వాడు సిక్కు కాదు.
When there is no heart, he is not a Sikh.
కానీ వాడెవడు?
Then who is he?
హృదయం లేని రాక్షసుడనే చెప్పవచ్చు.
And we can say that is a demon.
వాడు రాక్షసుండే వస్తుందేందు అన్నాడు.
And he is such a person.
హృదయమే లేని మనిషి అవుతాడు. హృదయాన్ని మనం పెంచుకోవాలి.
And therefore we have to develop this hearty feeling.
అలాంటి హృదయ స్వరూపుడైన దైవత్వాన్ని ఈ దేవుడు ఆ దేవుడు అని భేదాలు పెట్టుకోవడానికి అవకాశం లేదు.
So we should not have differences on grounds of names given to different gods.
So that was from Bhagwan's Divine Discourse on December 25th, 1999. For those not familiar with Hindi, the third word in this line, ek, means one. The fourth word, he, means is. And the fifth word, naam, means name. Allah and Ishwar are names everyone is familiar with. So in this line, we adore the universal Lord through his different names, Allah, Ishwar, and so on. Let's move on to the second line.
భజ రే మనవా బాబానాం.
భజ రే మీన్స్ చాంట్. మనువా రెఫర్స్ టు మ్యాన్. బాబా, ద థర్డ్ వర్డ్, Swami has very beautifully explained how BA means being awareness, bliss, Atman, Sat, Chit, Anand, Atman. In fact, Bhagwan did not stop with this. Swami said, you too are Sat, Chit, Ananda, Atman. The only difference is you are not aware of it. You have not discovered it and you have not revealed it yet. Serve in the spirit I have indicated, and that is one of the ways through which you can make this discovery. So in this line, Bhajare Manuva Baba Naam, we chant the name of Baba. We pray to him to elevate our consciousness from the level of the mundane to the level of the divine, so that we too can realize the innate divine within ourselves and in everything around us. Let's move on to the third line.
Allah Ishwar Ek Hi Naam.
This is a repeat of the first line, so we move on to the next line.
Allah Bolo Ishwar Bolo Bolo Sai Ram.
Bolo means to chant. Sai Ram is a new word, and Sai Ram is that word which is the most potent word for all Sai devotees, for everyone, because this name means truth. This name means that the Lord comes down again and again. This name means the coming together of all forces of the universe to help us in our worldly existence. This name is the emancipator. This name is truth. This name is peace. This name is bliss. So in this line we call out to the Divine Master through various names, Allah, Ishwar and Sai Ram, our beloved Satya Sai. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Nanak bolo Yeshu bolo, bolo Sai Ram.
Nanak refers to Guru Nanak, the first among the 10 gurus responsible for the founding of the Sikh religion. Guru means preceptor. Nanak comes from Na and Anak, meaning nothing but one. Guru Nanak is credited to have made millions of followers within the ranks of Hindus, Muslims and Buddhists, and those with no previous religious leanings. He was born as a Hindu. He had an older sister named Nanaki, and his parents named him Nanak after her. Traveling to many places, Guru Nanak preached the oneness of God and promoted unity among all religions. He advised his followers to seek fulfillment in life by chanting the divine name. And this is the reason why all Sikhs give highest priority to chanting of God's name. And that is why in the Golden Temple at Amritsar, the holy place of the Sikhs, the divine name is chanted constantly. Guru Nanak is the one who first started and propagated community singing. In a discourse in March 1992, Baba spoke about community singing and said, Samyak Kirtanam Sankirtanam, which means congregational singing of bhajans is the best form of bhajans. And Swami went on to add that there is a difference between Kirtanam and Sankirtanam. Kirtanam is an individual affair, where a person prays for the fulfillment of his own prayers. Sankirtanam aims at the well-being of the whole universe, what is also called as Samajika Bhajan or community singing. This method of singing bhajan, Swami said, was first initiated by Guru Nanak, the founder of Sikhism. Moving on, the third word is Yeshu, which refers to Jesus Christ. Ye means one, Su means good. Yeshu therefore means there is only one good, indicating the one God who is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient. So in this line, we adore the omnipresent Lord through his various beautiful names, Nanak, Yeshu and Sai. We move on to the next line.
Gautam Buddha Mahavir Bolo, Bolo Sai Ram.
Gautama Buddha refers to Lord Buddha, the one who founded the religion of Buddhism. Let's listen to a few clips from the discourse that Bhagwan delivered on 15th May 1997 during the Chinese New Year celebrations. Bhagwan explains briefly about Buddha's birth, why he was given the name Gautama, and the life and teachings that he propagated.
Buddhudu pavitramainatuvanti chittam kaliginatuvanti vaadu.
Buddha had a sacred heart.
Ataniki puttinappude ఒక విధమైనటువంటి జ్యోతిష్యుడు వచ్చి ఇతను గొప్ప మహారాజైనా కావాలి లేక పూర్ణ వైరాగ్య అయినా కావాలి అని బోధించాడు.
At the time of his birth, an astrologer predicted that he would be a king in future or a renunciant.
ఈ విషయాన్ని విన్నటువంటి యొక్క శుద్ధోదనుడు ఈ యొక్క బుద్ధునకు అనేక విధమైనటువంటి ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి వికారములు చూడకుండా ఉండేటువంటి పరిస్థితికి ఏర్పాటు చేశాడు.
Listening to this, the father Suddhodana has taken every precaution that Buddha would not see anything.
Nirantaram kudanu buddhudu itaru chethi himsimpabadetunti varanu chuchi baadha padetunti vaadu.
Buddha felt so sad watching the suffering of people around.
Peddalu chinnallu baadinchadamu adhikarulu tana yokka kinda varini baadinchadamu pedda chepalu chinna chepalanu mringatamu ఇత్యాది వికారములన్నీ కూడాను అతని మనసును చాలా ఒక విధమైన విచారంలో ముంచాయి.
బుద్ధ ఫెల్ సో సాడ్ బికాస్ ఎల్డర్స్ మేడ్ యంగ్స్టర్స్ సఫర్, బాసెస్ మేడ్ ద పీపుల్ సఫర్ అండ్ ఎ బిగ్ ఫిష్ స్వాలోయింగ్ ద స్మాలర్ వన్.
ఎవరిని హింసించకూడదు, ఇదియే నిజమైనటువంటి ధర్మము అని గుర్తించాడు.
నో వన్ షుడ్ హార్మ్ ఎనీ వన్, దిస్ ఇస్ ట్రూ రైచియస్నెస్.
కనుకనే అహింస పరమో ధర్మ అన్నాడు. నిజమైన ధర్మం ఏమిటంటే అహింసనే.
ద ట్రూ ధర్మ ఇస్ అహింస.
ఎవరిని కూడాను శారీరకంగా మాటక ఒక విధమైనటువంటి ఒక మనసుతో బాధించడానికి ప్రయత్నించకూడదు.
వీ షుడ్ నాట్ హార్మ్ ఎనీబడి ఎయిదర్ ఎట్ ద ఫిజికల్ లెవెల్ ఆర్ బై వర్డ్ ఆర్
మనోవాక్ కర్మల చేత పరులను బాధించినటువంటిదే నిజమైన ధర్మము అన్నాడు.
ద ట్రూ ధర్మ ఇస్ ద వన్ which will not allow you to put to suffering anyone by word, thought or deed.
Satyame bhagavantudu,
truth is God.
Kanuka satyanni manamu ee jagattulo chaatali anubhavinchali ani bodhinchadu.
Buddha taught that we should adhere to truth and propagate principles of truth.
Kanuka atani yokka bodhana lopala pradhanamaitundi satyamu dharmamu.
Therefore the main teachings of Buddha are these two.
Aadina maata tappakoodadu, అహింస చేయకూడదు, ఇది సత్యం వద ధర్మం చెర అని వేదం కూడాను బోధించింది.
దేర్ఫోర్ వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ గో బ్యాక్ బై ద ప్రామిస్ గివెన్, వన్ షుడ్ హోల్డ్ ఆన్ టు ట్రూత్ అండ్ ఫాలో ధర్మ.
ఇతనికి మొట్టమొదట పుట్టినప్పుడు పెట్టినటువంటి పేరు సర్వార్థ సిద్ధుడు అని పేరు.
అట్ ద బిగినింగ్ హి వాస్ క్రిజెంట్ లైక్ దిస్ యాజ్ సర్వార్థ సిద్ధ.
అప్పుడు సుప్రబుద్ధుడు అనేటువంటి యొక్క శుద్ధోదని బావమర్దిని కుమార్తెను తెచ్చి యశోధర అనేటువంటి అమ్మాయిని వివాహం చేశాడు శుద్ధోదనుడు.
శుద్ధోదన గాట్ బుద్ధ మ్యారీడ్ టు ద డాటర్ ఆఫ్ సుప్రబుద్ధ, ది బ్రదర్ ఇన్ లా ఆఫ్ శుద్ధోదన.
కారణం ఏమిటి?
వాట్స్ ద రీజన్?
ఈ విధమైనటువంటి విచారణ చేత తాను ఒక విరక్తి కావచ్చును లేక వైరాగ్యం పొందవచ్చును అనేటువంటి భయం చేతనే శుద్ధోదనుడు ఈ బుద్ధునకు ఈ విధమైనటువంటి యొక్క వివాహం కట్టిపెట్టాడు.
Father got him married because he thought that he would be detached totally by constant inquiry.
Kadapatiki satyanni gurtinchinatunte yokka buddhudu idi sari ainatuntidi kaadu.
Buddha realized the truth at the end and felt the defect.
Manavudu ee naati lokamulopala aneka vidhamainatunte bandhamunaku moolakaranamu lokame.
Man is put to suffering because he is bound by this world.
Bandhulu mitrule bandhamunaku moolakaranamu.
The friends and relations are the cause for the bondage.
Lokamulo unnatundi manavule ee dukkhamulaku moola karanamu.
The company and the people around are responsible for the misery.
Kanukane taanu sarvam dukkham dukkham annadu.
Therefore he declared everything is misery, sadness alone.
Sarvam chanikam 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 annadu.
He said everything is fleeting, momentary.
Sarvam nasyam nasyam.
That everything is bound to perish.
నా తల్లి నా తండ్రి, నా బంధువులు, నా ప్రజలు అందరూ చేరే నాకు ఈ బంధం కట్టారు అని బుద్ధుడు చాలా విచారించాడు.
బుద్ధ ఫెల్ సో సాడ్ దట్ హిస్ పేరెంట్స్, ద రిలేషన్స్ అండ్ ద పీపుల్ అరౌండ్
అర్ధరాత్రి సమయం లోపల యశోదను, రాహుల్ను త్యజించి తాను వెళ్లిపోయాడు.
He has given up his wife Yashodhara and the son Rahul in midnight and left the palace.
తన హృదయానికి బోధించుకున్నాడు, మాతా నాస్తి, పితా నాస్తి, నాస్తి బంధు సహోదర, అర్థం నాస్తి, గృహం నాస్తి, తస్మాత్ జాగ్రత్త జాగ్రత్త జాగ్రత్త.
He taught to himself this way, there's no mother, no father, no relation, no property, no family, nothing whatsoever, therefore one should be careful.
అతీతమైన తత్వాన్ని గుర్తించాలి అని ఒక విధమైనటువంటి సత్సంకల్పాన్ని అభివృద్ధి పాలించుకున్నాడు.
He has determined to know the transcendental principle behind it.
తన పిల్లతల్లి అయినటువంటి ఒక గౌతమి అతన్ని అనేక గలాభంగా పెంచింది.
And Gautami took care of him so much earlier.
బుద్ధుడు పుట్టినటువంటి ఏడవ దినమే మాయాదేవి మరణించింది.
On the very seventh day of the birth of Buddha, Mayadevi died.
శుద్ధోదనుడు రెండవ భార్య అయినటువంటి ఒక గౌతమే ఈ బుద్ధుణ్ణి పెంచి పెద్ద చేసింది.
ఇట్ వాస్ గౌతమి ది సెకండ్ వైఫ్ శుద్ధోదన హూ హాస్ టేకెన్ కేర్ ఆఫ్ బుద్ధ.
కనుక గౌతమి పెంచటం చేత అతనికి గౌతమ బుద్ధుడు అని పేరు పెట్టారు.
బికాస్ హీ వాస్ ఫాస్టర్డ్ బై గౌతమి ఈస్ కాల్డ్ గౌతమ లేటర్.
28వ వయసు లోపల సర్వసంగ పరిత్యాగై అరణ్యమునకు ప్రవేశించాడు.
అట్ ది ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ 28 హీ లెఫ్ట్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్, సాక్రిఫైస్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్.
దీని యొక్క అంతరార్థం ఏమిటి?
వాట్ ఇస్ ది సిగ్నిఫికెన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దిస్?
సంఘం చరణం గచ్చామి, హ్యాండ్స్ ఇన్ ది సొసైటీ, హెడ్ ఇన్ ది ఫారెస్ట్.
సంఘం శరణం గచ్చామి, హ్యాండ్స్ ఇన్ ది సొసైటీ అండ్ హెడ్ ఇన్ ది ఫారెస్ట్.
తాను ఫారెస్ట్ లో ఉన్నాడు.
He spent his life in the forest.
ఈ సంఘం యొక్క సుక్షేమం కోసమని అనేక విధమైనటువంటి యోచన చేస్తున్నాడు.
He made inquiry in depth for the welfare of the society.
ఫస్ట్ ధర్మం శరణం గచ్చామి.
First one has to surrender to
dharma. ఏమిటి ధర్మము?
What is this dharma?
అది అహింస పరమో ధర్మ.
That is ahimsa, non-violence.
ఎవరిని బాధించకూడదు.
Don't hurt anybody.
So that is about the life of Buddha in the voice of the divine. There is a very beautiful incident where Bhagwan revealed the oneness between him and Buddha. Once a conference of scientists took place in Hyderabad in Andhra Pradesh under the chairmanship of a person by name Dr. Balakrishna. Professor Heikawa, a Japanese scientist, was among the group of scientists who had come to attend the conference. Dr. Balakrishna invited Dr. Heikawa to his home. There, Dr. Heikawa, for the first time, saw a colored photograph of Bhagwan Baba. He immediately felt drawn to it. In the temple-like house, this attractive photograph stood out in all its decorations. Dr. Heikawa thought that the picture might be of an honored ancestor of the family. But during their conversation, Dr. Balakrishna described the divinity of Baba and told him that Baba was God incarnate. It so happened that Swami was in Hyderabad at that time, and so both the scientists went to have Swami's darshan. And to their pleasant surprise, Bhagwan invited both of them into the interview room. In the proximity of Bhagwan, Professor Heikawa experienced an intense awareness that he indeed was in the presence of a divine personality. Swami gently smiled at him, waved his hand, and produced a human heart and showed it to him. Dr. Heikawa looked bewildered. Then Bhagwan asked him what it was. The professor said, "Swami, it is a human heart." And then Swami asked, "Do you know to whom this heart belongs?" "How do I know?" Dr. Heikawa said. Swami told him, "This is your own heart. This is how your heart was at the time of your birth." Dr. Heikawa was stunned. Bhagwan explained, "This is in fact your own heart. Do not be surprised. As soon as you were born, your heart stopped beating. You were as good as dead. Your body turned blue. Your father was a man of faith and a very devout person. He placed your body at my feet and prayed, 'Oh God, I earnestly prayed to you for a child. Is this the way you respond to my prayers? Of what use is this dead body to me?' Swami said, in response to his prayer, I mended your heart and restored you to life. And as a matter of fact, the age of the scientist was actually more than Bhagwan Baba's physical age. It was to Lord Buddha that his father prayed. But the universal consciousness is the same. That is the gracious, munificent Sai Buddha. Moving on, Mahavira refers to the founder of Jainism. Maha means great, Vira means the brave one. Bhagwan explains that he was called so because he was able to control all his senses and become a Jina, a term used by Jains, which means the one who is a victor, the victorious one. So in this line, we hail the Lord through his beautiful eloquent names, Gautama Buddha, Mahavira and Sai Ram. We move on to the last line.
Bolo Sai Ram, bolo, bolo Sai Ram.
Again, there is a wonderful incident which brings out the efficacy of chanting the name Sai Ram. This was shared by Brother Prasad Rao, an alumnus of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. In the first week of September 1986, the river Godavari was in full rage, encroaching on all the living places and crossing its limited boundaries. When Brother Prasad saw the newspaper on 7th September, the headlines caught his attention, and as he went through it, he realized that his hometown, Bhimavaram, was submerged under water. Bhimavaram is in the center of the West Godavari district of Andhra Pradesh. His parents were staying there, and when they heard that floods were entering the town, they too were frightened like everyone else. They were scared of the disastrous consequences. But Prasad's father, thinking that the floods would not reach the area in which they were residing, he went to office the next day. But before going, he told his wife not to worry and advised her that if anything went wrong, all she should do is chant the name Sai Ram. On that day, everything, and to his utter shock, on that day everything went wrong. In a few hours after Prasad's father left for office, the river came in, and it came in all its fury, covering the entire area. By evening, the whole town was fully submerged under 10 feet depth of water. The father realized his folly of leaving his wife alone at home. And now, even though he tried to return, it was an Herculean task. There is no way he was able to wade through the waters and go back home. Nevertheless, with a prayer on his lips, he tried to wend his way through the sea that he was seeing in front of him. It was only after 2 days that he reached the street where their house was. And when he reached there, what did he find? In the whole of Bhimavaram, theirs was the only street that had water barely 1 foot. Topographically speaking, such a phenomenon somehow cannot be explained in rational terms. Their street was in no way at a higher level from the other streets, nor did it have any contraption which could have possibly stopped the flow of torrential waters. It was simply a miracle. Prasad's father was totally aghast. When he entered the street and as he walked to the house, he found, to his joy, his wife was waiting for him with a smile. And when he filled her with questions about her safety, how she was able to manage the situation, and what was it like for her the last 2 days, all she said was this: "You had told me to chant the name of Sai Ram, and I prayed like never before. That has made all the difference." So when we sing Bolo Sai Ram, Bolo Bolo Sai Ram, let us remember the supremely merciful Lord, who is indeed our protector, our eternal protector, who is always waiting to lift us and guard us and guide us. So with this, we have spent some time gaining a glimpse of the subtle meaning of every word of this bhajan. And now let us proceed listening to the complete version of the bhajan as it is sung by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashanthi Nilam Mandir.
ईश्वर एक ही नाम
Come to the end of the episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. You can also send us your comments by WhatsApp. Our WhatsApp number is 9393-258-258. Thank you so much. With gratitude and love, we offer this endeavor at His lotus feet.
Sai Ram, you are listening to an episode of our radio program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first broadcast live on 6th June 2019. This came to you as part of Thursday live programs of Radio Sai Global Harmony. and it was hosted by Bishop Prashti. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback by either email or WhatsApp. Our email ID is listener@radiosai.org and our WhatsApp number is 9393-258-258. Thank you and loving Sairam from Prashant Nilayam.